brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
21st day of April 2006 on this live Friday edition. Al Garza of the Minutemen Project, one of the leaders of it, will be joining us coming up later to talk about the ongoing La Reconquista, the destruction of the U.S. border, and what it means to the American people and what the Minutemen are doing in his particular brigade to deal with this ongoing crisis. I tell you, yesterday during a Rose Garden ceremony and during a Rose Garden press conference, during a Rose Garden staged event with a bloody, murdering piece of trash, the communist Chinese president who openly orders troops to mow down peaceful protesters on a monthly basis. I mean, this guy's a Hitler. He's up there with Bush, and Bush is talking about the great freedom of China and the freedom in America. And this lady starts speaking up and saying the days of the Communist Party's abuses are numbered. The media spins that as a threat. No, it's saying, you know, I say Bush's days politically in the White House are numbered. He may be impeached. Oh, Alex said the days of this particular administration could be numbered. Ron Paul said that. Oh, my gosh. Let's conjure that into a threat. And last time I checked, she was still in custody, and they're talking about charging her with a subdivision of terrorism, threatening a foreign leader, intimidating a foreign leader. Of course, if she did this in China, they'd grab her up, take her to a slave camp, and take her organs. They love the Falun Gong because they don't take any drugs. They are into totally organic food. It's kind of a Zen Buddhist slash health kick, a very peaceful group. And they have a special facility for taking their organs because the doctors say they are in great tip-top shape. Very healthy organs, premium for you. It's kind of like you go to the store, and at least my family, we buy the cage-free, organically fed hens, the chicken. It costs about three times as much. Well, the elite, they go get the organically fed humans for their organs. And the big news is I was stuck in traffic about 35 minutes yesterday, so I listened to local talk radio, I listened to San Antonio talk radio, and they were attacking her. They were saying she was bad. And I literally got nauseated. I was upset. Certain things hit me more than others. I've gotten pretty conditioned to accept a lot of things, to be able to deal with them. But I literally was upset. I was just totally freaked out. I mean, you think that, you know, as much as I do this, stuff won't freak me out. It was freaking me out. And then I switched channels, and they were attacking her and saying how good China is. See, turning in your guns is conservative. Having open borders is conservative. The communist Chinese murderers are conservative. Total tyranny is conservative. No free speech is conservative. Giant government is conservative. And freedom and the founding fathers and mom and apple pie are evil. They are communist. Communism isn't communism. It's conservative. And then conservatism is communism. See, so I'm bad. I'm evil. I admit it. Yes, you're right. We should all go to FEMA camps. Oh, it's wonderful. She's been arrested. She should be charged as inciting and threatening and as an evil terrorist. And just hail world government and hail Bush and hail everything. I'm wrong. I'm bad. Freedom's bad. I apologize. The sickening worship of George Bush just makes me want to throw up. So I'm going to get back. I don't think I can say it better than Paul Watson has. It's an article by Alex Jones and Paul Watson here. Pro-torture, pro-tyranny media rebukes brave Falun Gong protester. And I'm going to read the whole six-page article. And because it covers most of the important points, and I'll read a few other blurbs from other news articles and blogs about it. And then we'll talk about America. This is out of the mainstream news, Tribune in Albuquerque. A Veterans Affairs nurse with a sterling record wrote a letter to the editor saying that she was angry about the criminal negligence in Katrina. And they called her in and they said, "We're going to charge you with sedition. We're going to, you're going to go to prison for your letter to the editor." There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, 8 minutes, 15 seconds in. It is Friday, the 21st day of April, 2006. Al Garza, one of the head leaders of one of the big Minutemen group, will be joining us. From Arizona, they're the folks that are challenging Bush. Build a border fence or the citizens of America will. So that's coming up in the next hour. We'll have open phones today as well at 1-800-259-9231. Let me get into what happened yesterday in the Rose Garden outside the White House first. And let me just start with the fact that we covered it when the show began. We played clips. We discussed what was really happening and going on in China. We played audio from the video of them machine gunning crowds of incredibly brave farmers who are having their tiny plots of land taken and literally just put on the streets. The farmers are fighting back with hoes and pitchforks and shovels and being machine gunned. They're having Tiananmen Squares on average every month in China right now. China is being more abusive. They're openly putting ads in medical journals selling organs. The British Medical Journal, the American medical journals are criticizing it. It's admitted. And then the mainstream media spins it and says the Falun Gong claims they're taken to a secret camp, and then they list the camp, and have their organs harvested. No, there's no claiming about it. It's as documented as the rising and setting of the sun each day as the world turns. But the big news is that I listen to local talk radio, I listen to a local show out of San Antonio was well in traffic yesterday. I had a sick feeling when I tuned into the local station and the host was defending it and defending her arrest and saying China's our buddy and we're in bed with China and we've got to do this and we've got to show them we're tough and you don't have a right to do this. And she threatened the Chinese president, which she didn't. They only took half of her quote. She was saying that the communist Chinese government's abuse of the Falun Gong and their party's days are numbered. And then that's been spun into your days are numbered. That'd be like Ron Paul on the show saying, you know, he thinks George Bush's days in office are numbered. He'll probably be impeached. And then they just say, Ron Paul, Bush's days are numbered. See, that's how they spin this in this new Soviet slash Nazi America. But I had a sinking feeling. I said, this is a big story. I'm going to change the channel, and it's going to be on the next talk show. And I hit the button, and it went to the San Antonio station, and it was as if they were following a script. And I got really, not even mad, I got upset, I got frustrated. It showed me how far America has fallen, how mind-controlled we are, and how there is just a group of sociopaths that worship at the altar of unbridled government power and think they're part of the system, and they'll go along with anything. They're going to go along with the government taking the pension funds, which is already happening, and private corporations doing it. They're going to go along with national ID cards. They're going to go along with forced drugging. They're going to go along with just all the cornucopia of bad things that are happening. That's all they know how to do is worship and lick boots because they're cowardly scum. And I watched as the media, as cameramen, tried to grab her and cover her mouth. And then the Secret Service dragging her out, covering her mouth. Oh, don't let her talk. Don't let her. Oh, the evil speech. Oh, see. Oh, no. And then CNN cut the video feed. Communist China didn't have to do it. CNN cut their feed. CNN, during the international transmission, CNN International, they don't need to be told by the Chi-Coms. They know. They understand. They're controlled. They cut the feed instantly when she started talking. They went to black. And, of course, Communist China did as well. And Google and Yahoo and all of them are busy censoring for China. Bill Gates is saying we need to censor and control and tax the web. It's all happening. It's all happening. Let me just read this article that Paul Watson put together with some of my input. It's by Paul Joseph Watson, Alex Jones. Please go to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and get this article and email it out to everybody. Post it on every message board. Make sure that this gets out because in six pages it lays out almost every important facet of this situation. Pro-torture, pro-tyranny media rebukes brave Falun Gong protester. Woman who told mass-murdering dictator Hu, your days are numbered, grabbed and arrested by Secret Service. The courageous and awe-inspiring actions of Falun Gong member who warned China's imperial festering slug dictator Hu Jintao that his days were numbered, you can tell what part of the article I wrote, I can't help it, and Paul doesn't do all the name-calling, were met with a reaction that foretells the collapse of America into the exact same style of tyrannical despotism mastered by the absolute rulers of China. And so I have the clip later. I forgot to tell the network. I want to tell my staff, go get the video clip off the web. Just type in Alex Jones arrested for questioning George Bush as the headline. And get that video, and I want to send that audio up to the network so we can play that later. You know, this happened to me 6-7 years ago. Wang Wenyai, I believe is the way you pronounce it, a reporter for the Epoch Times, admonished President Bush to stop Hu from persecuting the Falun Gong, and after a couple of minutes was grabbed by Secret Service agents who are now trying to charge her with intimidating a foreign official. And, of course, the Chinese dictator started walking off the stage and Bush grabbed him and said, it's okay. A foreign official who rules over a communist jackbooted society in which any dissent is crushed by the iron fist of the state. After listening to talk radio in the hours after the incident, we were sickened to hear radio hosts and callers attacking. Oh, yeah, I heard the callers attacking, too. Just foaming and frothing caller after caller. And, of course, I called in to one of the shows and wasn't allowed on. No, we're just going to have people attacking her. Sorry, thank you, Click. We love destroying America. After listening to talk radio in the hours after the incident, we were sickened to hear radio hosts and callers attacking the demonstrator for daring to interrupt President Bush, claiming that it sent the wrong message to China that the U.S. was not able to manage geopolitical events smoothly. Yeah, the quotes were, "We've got to show them we're tough. We've got to show them we're in control." What does that mean? They were actually insinuating that it was an American virtue to silence free speech and dissent, and that the demonstrator made the country look weak to the visiting Chinese despot, who runs much of our port security, I would add. We're not worried about that. We're worried about the Arabs doing it. See, it's all Twilight Zone, how weird things are. This was echoed by news anchors across the nation. Watch the video. We have a link to that. And notice how CNN presenters express relief. Oh, good. Oh, they finally got her. In fact, go to the article network and get that little section where it says watch the video and notice how CNN presenters express relief when the Secret Service finally grabs and drags her away. The Drudge Report picked up stories about how not only Chinese TV but also CNN International had tried to censor the protester. On China TV, as Hu was speaking, when yells of protest became audible, the screen went black. When the feed came back, the screen once again went black when the woman again was heard yelling. During the CNN International post-speech commentary at mention on the South Lawn heckler, the screen also went black again when the CNN reporter mentioned her. The CNN feed returned when the incident ended. Derek Mitchell, a former Pentagon advisor, told the Associated Press that the spectacle was an embarrassment because China, quote, must know that the Bush administration is good at controlling crowds for themselves, and the fact that they couldn't control this is going to play to their worst fears and suspicions about the United States into mistrust about American intentions toward China. I don't know, China just threatens to nuke us on a monthly basis, literally. They have press conferences with their top generals saying, here are the 200 cities targeted by ICBMs. If you get involved in any of our affairs or any of our strategic interests, we will preemptively strike you. That's Wall Street Journal, folks. Times of London. You think I'm kidding? Go read it. Just type in Chinese general threatens a new U.S. You'll get hundreds of articles going back a decade. Because it's a monthly announcement. Oh, but they're our friends. Let's let them run the nuclear detectors at our ports. The only embarrassment, Paul continues, is Mitchell. He is an embarrassment. He's the guy saying that it's an embarrassment what happened to who. He is an embarrassment to what it means to be an American. How dare this boot-licking, pond-scum piece of trash equate the image of America with crowd control and the wholesale abolition of free speech? The Bush administration's taste for stage-managed public town hall meetings and free speech zones would sit perfectly with the Chinese dictatorship as a shining examples of how to create the false perception that dissent is only confined to the fringes of society. If the Bush administration was really devoted to encouraging freedom around the world, then why is it cozying up and making apologies for the most mechanized and tyrannical police state on earth? U.S. officials involved in Hu's visit were quoted by Reuters expressing their anger that it took more than 2 minutes to grab Wen Yi and worried about how it would reflect on Hu's team of traveling bottom-feeding power prostitutes. And by the way, last time I checked, they're still holding her. They may have released her, but they haven't, according to my knowledge. And why would they keep her? To keep her from getting to the press while it's still a big story. The reaction from Bush was to be expected. His apology was not offered to Falun Gong or the millions of other persecuted and tortured for his failure to demand answers from Hu, but to Hu himself for the unfortunate embarrassment it caused. Are we surprised that President Bush, who has presided over global torture policy and declared himself to be above the law, finds common ground with a sniveling, turn the page, disgusting pus-filled worm in the shape of Hu Jintao? A recent report by Sky News, in which a journalist secretly filmed interviews with Chinese dissidents and peasants, revealed that the Chinese government had enacted a brutal policy of enforced displacement. The government and its contractors are seizing people's land and homes and building their own developments on it, owned by filthy generals, I would add, forcing the population to living in poverty and squalor, literally starving to death. The notification, no legal procedure, no compensation, the bulldozers and the men with machine guns turn up, the inhabitants are dragged out into the streets, and the home is demolished. In countryside areas, the sadistic PLA swoops in on farmers and forcibly ejects them from their own land while communities showing more backbone than the average American jellyfish fight and claw back with shovels and farm tools in the face of highly trained military death squads armed to the teeth with high-powered assault rifles. Massacres on the scale of Tiananmen Square routinely take place with barely a whimper of interest with the Western media or governments. According to Human Rights Watch, the Chinese government is disposing of anyone who speaks out as having political monomania. We'll continue when we get back. And our government's teaching you're mentally ill if you don't like the corruption.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Of the Falun Gong didn't back down. She stood up at the gates of hell in front of the communist dictator whose party in the last 50 years, now what, 56 years, has killed conservatively over 50 million. They say 60 million. They publish it. They're very proud of it. In fact, the Communist Party in China has published books. I remember Peter Jennings doing a newscast on it a decade ago where they admit that they survived when they did the Great Leap Forward, kicking people off their land then, off of cooking humans in large pots. I mean, you talk about parasitic, and David Rockefeller and the New World Order have written all these editorials worshiping Mao when he died. It's so sick. Notice all these bankers and industrialists just love these dirty commies. In countryside areas, the sadistic PLA troops swoop in on farmers and forcibly eject them from their own land while communities showing more backbone than the average American jellyfish fight and claw back with shovels and farm tools in the face of highly trained military death squads armed to the teeth with high-powered assault weapons. Massacres on the Tiananmen Square level routinely take place with barely a whimper of interest from the Western media or governments. According to Human Rights Watch, the communist Chinese government is diagnosing anyone who speaks out as having political monomania. By the way, the American Psychiatric Association has come out with a bunch of these rulings now, too. Abducting them and taking them to psychiatric hospitals as part of the notorious Anakin system. There they are subjected to re-education, brainwashing, forced medication, torture, and electric shock. But these are the lucky ones. Concentration camps, like the one at Sun Jiangtun, are, turn the page, filled with entire families of peaceful Falun Gong practitioners or even mild dissenters. Vomit-inducing organ harvesting procedures are performed on live subjects as their remains then cremated to hide the evidence. I mean, just think about this. The forte of the Chinese dictatorship has always been iron-fisted totalitarianism, spanning back to the days of Mao when people who owned any substantial amount of property were abducted and tortured to death. Mao's reign of terror claimed the lives of at least 50 million people, and yet today the image of Mao in the West has been made into a cuddly caricature. They sell it at a bunch of toy stores here in Austin. I've seen them. Of cultural sophistication, with restaurants opening in both the U.S., in Denver, Colorado, and the U.K. in London, glorifying a stereotype of a mass murder, starvation, and dehumanizer. Last year, the London Guardian reported that the Chinese cosmetics companies are using skin harvested from the corpses of executed convicts to develop beauty products for sale in Europe. They advertise it. Stories of organ harvesting from political prisoners and Falun Gong members are widespread and confirmed by multiple mainstream sources, including this week's esteemed British Transplantation Society, yet the State Department, even contradicting its own reports, suggested that it's an urban myth. China also still has a policy of public executions for dissidents. They have sports stadium executions. We have photos of that. The country has flirted with mobile execution vans as it shifts away from the communist system's traditional bullet in the head towards a more civilized use of lethal injection. The issue of forced sterilization and forced abortion have also recently resurfaced in the communist country. Despite withdrawing some funds from these policies, the Bush administration still bankrolls UNESCO's projects, which have had direct links to forced abortions and sterilizations. American corporations like Google and Yahoo follow the orders of the Chinese masters, aiding the creation of the most entrenched system of censorship ever witnessed and reopening pro-freedom activists and reporting on pro-freedom activists to the authorities who were later arrested and tortured and executed, I would add. Alex Jones stated plainly that the events we saw unfold yesterday at Bush and Hu's public address illustrate nothing less than the fact that we are living in a dictatorship. Worship of unbridled power leads to tyranny, tyranny to slavery, and slavery to unmitigated human degradation, humiliation, and genocide. To watch any fellow countryman make excuses for the unarguably most evil and longest-lasting despotism, the communist Chinese government, causes me to realize that America, for all intents and purposes, is gone, says Jones. Our elite is wedded to the corrupt elite of China, and they are waging war against free humans everywhere. To see decadent Westerners making excuses for Bush and China is the height of folly, but we must understand that the average American associates themselves with the power structure and doesn't realize that their life, their liberty, their destiny is cheaper than dirt to the infinitely corrupt New World Order. Our civilization is run and controlled by degenerate, sadistic, psychopathic, control freak filth. Killing is their business, and business is good, and they're killing America. Come back. I got a few more comments on this, and we'll open the phones up. And I hope, callers, you want to talk about this issue. But you can bring up whatever you want. I'm going to move quick through your calls. 1-800-259-9231. Please get our report at Infowars.com and spread it to the four winds. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Ray, Wes, Sean, Jim, many others, your calls are coming up here in just about 8 minutes or so, 10 minutes or so. I'm going to play that clip later where Bush had me grabbed, just like they had that lady grab yesterday back in 1998 when he was running for governor again and already announcing he'd probably run for president. And this was at a press conference. And we'll also play the clip of them dragging the what they call a heckler, what I call a valiant lady, standing up against a mass murderer, the communist dictator. I mean, it's just amazing. My heart goes out to the Falun Gong, the Chinese Christians as well, the farmers, incredible bravery. I wish we had Americans like them. I don't mind if we get a few 20 million or so of them. I don't mind if those people come to America. They'll stand with me and defend freedom. I don't care if they bring in 20 million Chinese if they're like those people. What I don't want is these 20-something million illegal aliens from Mexico saying this is Mexico and saying they love their corrupt government that's just as bad as China in many respects. That's another point I want to make. I wish Americans were like these valiant Chinese. But let me just say this. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, chlorides, glycerins, lanolins, chemicals, toxins, poisons. Probably never, right? Well, the Calbin Pure Soap Company's been around for 59 years and has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the very first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call, well, we'll give you the number later, or go to CalbinPureSoap.com. To save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices, call today. Get Calbin Pure Soap, or go to CalbinPureSoap.com. Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never try anything else. And why do I not want to give the number out right now? Because every time we give the number out, their phones blow off the walls, and I don't want that to happen and distract the wonderful individual who joins us, Marty, whose father, back in 1947, in a year, it will be 60 years, it is all organic, certified under California's strict procedures. It was organic before organic was cool. And normally organic's about double on average what the toxic chemicals are at the fancy organic stores here in Austin. Well, the stuff Marty sells is roughly 80 to 85% off supermarket prices, and I've done the math, and it's the best organics you've ever found, made of citrus products, oil of coconut, cherry oil. I mean, it just the bar soap, the shampoo, the lotions, the dishwashing soap, the laundry detergent. It's not a detergent. It's a soap. It is unbelievable. It's what I use in my home. It's what my staff uses now that they've tried it. It is just so fabulous. And joining us is Marty, whose son now runs the company with him. Three generations. Made in America. Save 85% off. You're nuts if you don't go to it. Marty, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex. You're an honest American.
Well,
it's a pleasure talking to you and being your sponsor and taking care of you and all the people that listen to you.
Well, you know, Marty, people know I don't take many sponsors because I have to really believe in something. Documentaries, books, high-quality Made in America water filters, high-quality soap. I mean, gold, people that invested in gold have now over doubled their investment. It's just real stuff. I'm all about credibility, and I'm telling you, it's not hype. It's insane how good your soap is. How did you do it? How did your father come up with this?
Well, we're very stubborn, very old-fashioned, and very conservative. From the 18th, 19th, and early 20th century, soap, real, pure soap was the predominant cleaner in the marketplace until detergents were created, which were far, far less cheaper to manufacture in the early 50s, late 40s, and we just stayed with soap, which doesn't hurt, harm, pollute, is earth-friendly, is triple concentrated, and twice as good as whatever you're buying right now.
Sounds like a B-2 bomber's landing.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we have it here.
Hey, Marty, when you get into the how high quality the soap is, for those that don't know, the big chemical giants around the 1920s began to run PR campaigns and engineer the entire soap market to chemicalize it so they could control it. And now they've made deals. They dominate the store shelves to where it's almost impossible, unless you live near a high-quality health food store, to get real soaps. And then they cost, in some cases, triple, but usually double what the toxic chemicals do. How do you have real organic soaps of the best I've ever seen, because we were using others before I found you? How do you have it for 85% off, and then other organic soaps are double or triple?
Well, our products are triple concentrated. We make sure of that. We work with very slim margins. Our main contention is to get poundage, is to get people to buy it in bulk. We have bulk packages. We have 1 year, 3 year, 4 year, 5 year supplies. Since we're factory direct, there's no markups, no distributor, no salesman, no commissions, no broker fees. We've eliminated all that so we can sell direct.
Well, think about that.
Direct.
Think about that. When you buy toxic detergents or chemical soaps with 100-plus ingredients in them, that if you go read what you know all these ingredients do, all sorts of allergens and toxins and problems, and you're inhaling this. I mean, read what's on the back of shampoo or anything. Also, detergents destroy your clothes. That's another thing. They teamed up with the textile manufacturers to do that. You don't have all this lint. In fact, when we started using Calbin Pure Soap a few years ago, before you were even a sponsor, my wife noticed, hey, look at the lint bend in the washer or the dryer. There's nothing in here. So it's just incredible.
Soap dissolves the soil. It doesn't strip the fabrics. All the detergents are stronger than dirt. They advertise it as such, which means it slowly, microscopically, strips the fabrics of soil. By doing so, it microscopically breaks down the fiber of the cotton or the silk or wool or nylons, and that goes into the lint trap. The lint traps every year get bigger and bigger and bigger. In the 30s, the 40s, the early 50s, there was no such thing as a lint trap. It was a little tube that picked up buttons or paper clips or buckles. That was the only thing. There was no destruction. You could have visualized the husband getting up in the morning and saying, honey, where's my shorts? Look at the lint trap! There's no longevity of fabrics and clothing anymore with all these strong detergents. Soap is still being used, real soap, in laundries, in hotels, in motels, in hospitals.
That's because they know it saves them money.
Exactly.
Because it doesn't destroy it. And again, you, for years, have had a lot of wealthy people that have ordered it in bulk from you because they know a lot of elites use this because they're not suckers. Folks, you need to give Marty a call. Now, you also have, what, a $14 tote bag. Tell them what's in that starter pack.
We have an introduction pack so you can get acquainted. We want the products to speak for themselves. This is a 6-pound package. It's a 9-inch by 15-inch tote bag. We call it a 1-month supply, but it'll actually last a family of four anywhere from 1 to 2 months. It's got 4 bars of our pure soap, nothing like it in the country, 16 ounces of our triple concentrated cocoa butter shampoo. It's amazing the work it does. It cleans without all its chemicals. 16 ounces of a liquid cream pure soap. This is for pots and pans, utensils, dishes, windows, floors. It's safe. There's no warning label on it. We've got 18 ounces of our triple concentrated granulated laundry soap, real soap, a little tiny measuring scoop for measuring it. It's got a book of instructions, not only how to use the products, but all the other uses of the product.
Well, let me just tell a story. You sent us another year's supply. Even though I had already had a year supply just a few months before at my home, and so I was giving it to staff, and the Basset Hound, Ryan's dog, Baron, is up here at night sometimes when we're working late, because I've told him to have the dog around. I like the dog. But Baron got in and ate part of a bar and didn't even get sick. Now, we're not saying eat a bar of this, but can you imagine? Again, pigs won't even eat genetically modified soybeans in many cases because they smell something toxic in it, and a dog won't normally eat soap. The soap smells so good with the cherry oil and the coconut oil and all of it that the dog was trying to eat a bar of soap.
It's better than X-Lax.
Okay, Marty, I want folks to give you a call, and I really appreciate you coming on. Folks, you save 85% off supermarket prices. It's made in America, almost a 60-year country company. How could you not call? They also have a free great brochure or...
Free catalog.
Yeah, free catalog. 1-800-340-7091. 1-800-340-7091. Or CalbenPureSoap.com. That's C-A-L-B-E-N, PureSoap.com. We have a banner on Infowars.com there on the left-hand side. Over to CalbenPureSoap.com. But here's that number if you missed it. 800-340-7091. We have Marty on once a month. He's a great sponsor. Marty, thank you for joining us.
Let me give you my new slogan.
Okay.
Our business is going down the drain.
God bless you, Marty. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. Folks, give them a call. Get the free brochure or the free catalog. It's a great color catalog. Get the $14 1-month sampler. We spend 10 minutes a month with him because it's an American company. It saves you money. It's a sponsor of this show. We love them. All right, that's it for that. Thank you for staying with us. Let's go ahead and take calls concerning the China situation. We got some clips coming up of that. Let's go ahead and talk to Ray in Delaware. Ray, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Listen, I called you about 6 months ago, and if you remember, I told you that the Wall Street Journal has all the good information on these creeps. And I'm glad to see that you use it. They can't lie in those pages. They can lie on the editorial page, but they have to tell the truth in the body of it.
No, are you mentioning the point I brought up about the Wall Street Journal admitting that they kill dissidents for their organs?
Yes, yes. See, they have to do that because the people that read that paper need to know that information to make money. So they can't hide it.
Exactly. It's a very, you have different brands of propaganda, and it's more elite propaganda, so there is more truth in the journal. They'll just put a spin on it.
Right. Let me tell you what we're doing here in Delaware to fight back. This is a plan we're working on now, and I think you're going to love it. We're going to have a demonstration or a gathering with signs and what have you, but it's going to be on a sarcastic vein. We're going to call ourselves middle-class Americans for more corporate profits. We're going to have signs that say our CEO should be better compensated, quit persecuting Enron.
You can also have signs that let China harvest political dissidents' organs.
I'm taking notes, Alex. I love your idea.
National ID cards are good. Bill of Rights is bad. Get rid of it.
That's good. That's good.
Of Rights is racist. Get rid of it.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. See, all this stuff to make people think. Now, I'm a former anti-war protester, so I know how to do it. Stand out on a busy highway with your signs where the traffic has to slow down.
But it may not be authorized now. We may have to arrest you.
Yeah, I know. My first phone call from Guantanamo Bay will be to you, Alex.
Well, the point is, they're trying to chill political speech, but it's not working.
Right, right. They won't. It's too inbred in us. I really have faith that we'll win in the end here. Now, China's another story. Those people are in deep doo-doo because they've never had it before.
Well, they're fighting back pretty hard. I mean, I say every month I see articles of giant riots, but, I mean, these are families. Now it's every few weeks.
Yeah, they are showing a lot more courage at this point than the American public is. But I think the American public will turn around.
Can you imagine fighting armed police with machine guns with shovels?
Oh.
I mean, I put video up of it. They're charging them. They're trying to run them off their land, and it's men and women with shovels going up against machine guns and being shot.
Sure. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I follow China religiously. I read 5 papers a day, so I always find articles about China in the Wall Street Journal. And sometimes, New York Times will have an article or the Washington Post or one paper or the other, but there's always something, but it's usually buried in the middle pages.
Well, the reports will leave all the police machine gun crowds and showed them how to run security. I mean, have you seen those where I've read them on air where they just report like it's good.
Yeah, I know. It's I really think that Bush was getting tips from the Chinese on torture and concentration camps and how to control the middle class. I really do.
Ray, I hear you. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Wes in Atlanta. Wes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
First let me say I just want to thank you for all you've been doing, man. You woke up my family and myself about 2 years ago, and I really appreciate it. I pray for you daily. I know you're doing the Lord's work.
Thank you.
I wanted to call in today just for I was watching the show on National Geographic the other day. It was Science or Surveillance. They're actually re-airing it tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And they go into, I felt like I was watching Minority Report. They had the face scanning software, and they put in somebody's face that they were looking for, and they were hooked up to Google Earth. They had Google Earth real time, and it was just a matter of seconds. They would say, fly to London, fly to New York, and it was linked into the webcams, and they would scan these guys' faces, and they actually found this guy it's thousands and thousands of faces in a matter of seconds. They also went into the eye scanning, the biometric equipment. There was the back scanners, or the back scatter equipment. The ones that they're using in the airport.
Yeah, they have systems that scan your brain to decide if you're angry. Now they make you talk into a telephone system at a computer, face scanning you, and then it decides if you're a terrorist. See, now we've proven that their lie detectors are a quack fraud, so now they have a more complex black box. Well, it says you're a terrorist, so now you can't fly.
It's insane.
Did the show talk about that?
They didn't get into that. They did go into... Like the same type of backscatter where they have like an X-ray set up in an unmarked van, and they would go drive through parking lots and scan people's cars to see what they had inside of it.
Yeah, they also have a deal where they pull up and then make you walk through a high-powered X-ray. They're going to put those in every airport, then on the streets and at all shopping malls. The FBI has announced everywhere you go, you'll be searched by men with machine guns, but the border will be wide open and the port security will be run by the communist Chinese military.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
But one more thing I wanted to tell you or talk about, actually about the video. They also go into the Baja Beach Club. I know you had on
how people are taking microchips to get to hang out with the girls in bikinis.
Exactly. They got inside of there and they showed a little bit of that. My question is how far are we away from the MMEA where they can actually, you know, take the neurotransmitters and program them back into the chips, manipulating those neurotransmitters, putting thoughts in people's heads.
They already have that. CBS reported 6 years ago. They've had Robo-Rat for a decade, Robo-Roach for 25 years, and now they're coming out with more advanced systems where you can have a cat stop, scratch, use the restroom, die, and they're talking about putting it in violent prisoners for our safety, of course.
Peter Warwick, Kevin Warwick, he's also got a new documentary coming out. It's called I, Human.
Yeah, he's the London professor with all the chips in him.
Exactly. That's going to be coming out sometime this year. It's going to be on National Geographic as well.
You want high-tech techno-slavery, baby? You going to get it. Thanks for the call. You want to go into the depths of hell, America? Giggle and snicker about what happened to that lady.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Al Garza, Arizona Minuteman, one of their leaders, joining us coming up in the next hour. We're going to go back to your calls here in just a moment. I want to challenge everybody to not wait to go to Infowars.com and the secure online video and bookstore and get Martial Law. I was thinking in the shower this morning about how good that film is and how I don't promote it enough. We spend over an hour on 9/11 proving that the globalists carried it out and showing how they did it. We show the latest police state developments, sound cannons, police threatening to arrest us with congressional press passes anywhere in the city interviewing anyone. We spend a whole hour on the Nazi connections to the New World Order and the Bushes and the Bohemian Grove and confront David Gergen. And then we spend the last 15 minutes on Bush's second inauguration and all the police state there. And just then the last 5 minutes on their global master plan. It's 3 hours long, a little over 3 hours, but 3 hours, 43 seconds, you want to get exact. If you want to get precise about it. Martial Law, get it today. Get my new film, The Order of Death, and get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove free. Infowars.com or 1-888-253-3139. But we know China's run by a bunch of murdering criminals. We know the Chinese people are wonderful people. We know that the CIA now admits that in 1949 they put Mao in power and didn't want the nationalists in there. That's now declassified public. We already knew that, but they declassified it 6 years ago. But the big story is that talk radio, so-called conservative talk radio, conservatism is now whatever Bush says it is. Again, we've had one of the NRA board members, former Congressman Bob Barr, on just a few months ago saying, without me even prompting him, that Bush is more anti-gun than Clinton. He tried to get the assault weapons ban passed. He couldn't. He flogged Congress to try to whip them into shape. It didn't work. And now he's using, they built the biggest new federal building in D.C. is now a giant new BATF complex. He's doubled their funding all at the state level. They are gun-grabbing everywhere, and Barr was saying this. They're using regulations, not laws, to ban importation and go after gun dealers. It is a reign of terror against our precious Second Amendment. And I'm a liberal for saying that. Again, a few months ago I was buying the exact type of shotgun Cheney has, or very close to it, not exactly, but same gauge, same choke, same load. And I'm there at McBride's, and half the people are huge fans. And the other half, it's a big gun shop, the other half are making snide comments. Hey, Alex, quit saying Bush is anti-gun. He wasn't for the assault weapons ban. And the manager would go, oh, yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. And, you know, I don't remember the guy's name, but, you know, be quiet, Sal. You don't know what you're talking about. And then they start an argument. They're living in la-la land. Bush wants blanket total amnesty for the illegals. Bush wants totally open borders. Bush signed back on to UNESCO that regulates how we run our country under UN treaties. He's spent more money than all presidents before him combined. I mean, with Republicans like this, who needs Soviet-style Democrats? I haven't changed. I'm the same person I was 10 years ago. I love America. I'm a constitutionalist. And to hear talk show hosts that I know personally in some cases on the radio defending the arrest of this woman, defending that they may charge her with some type of terrorism charge of intimidating a foreign official. To hear them defending China. I mean, it made my stomach turn. It really, it didn't even scare me. It made me sick. It made me sad. I couldn't even get angry about it. I was more of just, what? What? I wanted to wake them up. I wanted to get in a room with these talk show hosts and go, where's your humanity? Don't you see what's happening? Don't you see what you've become? But they don't care. They have gotten where they are by licking boots, by saying yes, 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 by going along with this stuff, and it makes me sick. So give me 20 million of those Chinese peasants who will fight men with machine guns, with hoes and rakes and axes. Give me them. Just don't give me you fat, white, stupid yuppies. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.